Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to have a conversation on something that's so important that can really be undetected. And it's a strategy. It's a strategy that's been waged by the enemy, you know, against God's people. And if we don't know, right, Bob says we're not ignorant of his schemes or devices.
Right.
We can be informed. We can be taught, if you will, and we can get revelation so that we can stand against these type of things that come against us. And so I want to talk about today about offense. And we talked yesterday in our abiding moment, in our wisdom moment, we talked about whether we want to promote love or promote offense. And the choice is totally up to us, which you really can't do both. You're either going to promote love, you're going to promote an offense. And in Matthew 24, you know, verse 10 says that many will be offended and will betray one another. And this is serious. They'll betray one another and pursue one another with hatred. This is what you're seeing. And it's really important because, you know, the enemy knows. I mean, have you ever been offended, Pat? I mean, has that ever, I mean, has that ever happened to you? Because I know.
I have to think back, but yeah, probably a couple times.
A couple times. Oh, Chris. Chris Cat, talk to us. I mean, have you ever been offended?
I would have to say yes.
Thank you for your honesty, sir.
So what did you mean by that?
Yeah, exactly. Are you offended? So an offended person will eventually betray somebody else. You know, and I'm thankful for, you know, John Bevere.
Yes.
John Bevere in his book, The Bait of Satan, really talks about this. And if you haven't gotten that, but you need to get that. That's going to encourage you. It's going to help you out. Okay? But he goes into more detail, but it calls it the bait of Satan. And it's really a trap.
It's really a trap.
Because what happens is that, you know, in 2 Corinthians, you know, that we wrestle not, you know, in Ephesians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, right? But also, you know, 2 Corinthians, we're taught, you know, the Bible shares that we need to pull down every stronghold, every ideology, every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, that we got to pull down vain imaginations. And just every thought that runs through your mind, that's not necessarily your thought. You know what I'm saying? God can give you a thought.
Lord, I hope not.
Tell me about it. The enemy can give you a thought, fiery thought, you know, darts. You can have a thought, you know, so not everything that runs through your mind is of you, your own doing. And so you got to think about these reasonings, and all these different things that happen. You understand that an offended person seeks to protect itself from being betrayed.
Right.
I don't want to be betrayed. It's just looking out for themselves, you know, just protection. And betrayal, I love this. Betrayal is when a person seeks his own benefit or protection at the expense of the one he has a relationship with. Think about that. It's a little different definition. You think of betrayal, oh, I'm going to turn somebody in. I'm going to do them wrong. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to just turn my... No, it's when a person seeks his own benefit or his own protection at the expense of the one he has a relationship, just being solely self-focused. And you're willing to sacrifice that relationship to protect yourself. You know, when push comes to shove, they're going to protect themselves. And hatred really is just the absence of love. So, you know, it's amazing how you think you got to be like, oh, just as vengeful and it's all. I don't hate anyone. Well, do you, is there any void of love in that relationship there? You know what I'm saying? Do you withhold love? That's pretty hateful. Think about it. That's pretty hateful. If you withhold love, it's one of the kind of worst things you could ever do is withhold love.
Yeah.
If you have your power within you to love someone, you should love them. You know, because if you're withholding them, then you're putting you know, a barrier. You're putting limitations. You know, God doesn't love us with limits. He loves us unconditionally, freely.
Right.
Not because someone does something or, you know, you can't manipulate people mm-hmm. with our love. You're going to love them or you're not, right? You're going to love me or you're not.
But right.
You have to perform for your love. Now we're really in trouble.
Right.
So an offended heart, though, can be a breeding ground for deception. Because mm-hmm. it's amazing. Once you've been offended, it's amazing how it's just begin to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, talk to the hand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then the accuser comes in
mm-hmm.
and begins to accuse.
Mm-hmm.
And you get all these lies and all right. this stuff. And all of a sudden you're taking your own counsel and you're having a conversation with yourself. I mean, there's no one in the room now. You got no phone plugged in your ear. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You're having a conversation with yourself because the accuser is accusing you or accusing others to you. And you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm mm-hmm. offended.
Right.
Offended. Mm-hmm. They're. And the idea is to isolate you from the person that you're being offended with.
Right.
If the enemy can isolate you and take you out of godly relationships, think about the, it's hard. I mean, certainly you can be offended by a stranger, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing how offense becomes so powerful amongst those that you're really close with.
Oh, yeah. You get a lot more tolerance for those you don't know.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, you think, I mean, some of you just get offended with anybody. You know, so you cut you off and you cut you off an old
nigga. You got other issues going on.
Yeah. Right. but it's like, okay, we need to pray some more about this. But
right.
those that are close, it's like, wait a minute. And the if you understand the strategy here, it's to isolate you and it's to take you away from especially those godly relationships that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Why? So that the enemy can just continue to fill you with all sort of deceptive lies. I mean, he is the father of lies. That is his trade. He is a master liar.
Right.
He is a master deceiver.
Mm-hmm.
He is a trickster. He doesn't have any real power of his own.
That's right.
It's just all manipulated. Just deception and trickery, and isolation makes you a candidate, susceptible, if you will,
mm-hmm.
to being deceived. Because then you begin to start taking your own counsel.
Right.
And in the last days, we know that the love of many is going to grow cold, and love is a key ingredient. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, you're right.
Because the person who's easily offended. The person easily offended is like, wait a second, why is this happening? You realize that one of the things that happens that causes us to be offended is when we start having expectations of others.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, yeah.
Never done that before.
You're in trouble. Oh, yeah.
You know, because you start having these expectations and you're setting yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
You're setting yourself up because... Especially those that are close to you, think, oh, they're supposed to do this, they're supposed to do that, they're supposed to do this. And expectations, you know, certainly, I mean, there are some things that you want to walk out, you want to just, you know, there's maybe some natural expectations. We're still growing in this. And then there's some unnatural expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times people have a lot of unnatural expectations. But then too, when you think about it, why have any just trust God with everything. Nobody owes you anything. And so there's two people typically fall into two groups, because then there's people that who have been genuinely offended, and then there's people that who think they've been offended. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
I wasn't offending you here. I was just stating a fact.
I was just venting.
Your shoe's dirty. I mean, it's like, you know,
right.
it's dirty. I'm sorry that offended you. I'm just kind of telling you that your shirt is dirty.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it's amazing that some people can be easily offended by things that are just not, you know, they're not meant to be offended. I mean, many were offended with Jesus and he just told the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't go offending someone and say, you're just telling the truth like Jesus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to share the truth with love.
Right.
You can be sharing the truth, but if you share it in an offensive way,
right,
then, yeah, somebody can get offended with your delivery.
Right.
And that's for the person doing it. But also at the same time, you know, if you're on the receiving end, the question, because not everyone's going to say things the way you'd like them to say it, mm-hmm. right? All nice and all, just, you know, they're not going to say it that way.
All right.
But what they're going to say is, you know, what you got to ask yourself to guard yourself from being offended is, you know, are they telling me the truth?
All right, exactly.
Is there truth here? Is there truth? If it's the truth, then you can, you know, the Bible says it's to a man's glory to overlook an offense. It's to a man's glory to overlook an offense. And so you're going to need to begin to start overlooking, and you know, offense. You're going to have to start overlooking that.
Mm-hmm.
And start saying, you know what? I need to turn this to God.
Right.
I need to turn this to God. And so if you're finding it a hard time, to forgive people that have offended you, more than likely you've actually forgotten yourself of how much God's forgiven you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the idea of an offense is to separate you, to get you so offended, to get you so isolated, to hold that thing that someone's did against you as like the worst thing in the world.
Right.
And you bought it hook, line, and sinker, and now you're not even forgiving the person. Now you're not forgiving them from their heart. You say you forgive them, but you won't forget. That's not real forgiveness. You got to be able to forgive from your heart. You got to remember. You got to remember how much God has forgiven you.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
And it's important. It's important because if we're constantly being offended, you know, in the church, if we're constantly being offended amongst the family, you have families that are totally divided.
Mm-hmm.
You have husband and wives that are offended against each other. You have children that are offended by the parents, parents that are offended by the children. And children don't even know they could be offensive, but they're offending their parents left and right.
Right.
You know, congregations that are offended with each other and with the pastor. And it's like, there's a strategy here. Where is the love?
All right.
Where is the love?
Mm-hmm.
And I love the scripture in Proverbs, which says, it is to a man's glory to overlook an offense. Some people are offense magnets.
Oh,
he's like, be careful, walk gingerly next to that person because if you crooked, you know,
it might explode. Yeah. You don't know what's going to happen.
It might catch a fence like a Velcro.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you walk by, it's like, what? And, you know, and they've become a magnet for every sort of offense. You don't want to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not victorious living. It's not victorious living, and you're not going to enjoy the fruit of real relationships.
Right.
Real relationships. You gotta take the ruler off of people, break the expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta understand that your relationship in God is very, very important. Just knowing the fact that the enemy wants to isolate you, wants to bring a wedge between those relationships that are so important, wants to take you apart from those that God has brought into your life, that alone, just that awareness alone, because when you're by yourself, the enemy roams, right?
Yeah, like a roaring lion. Yeah.
Seeking who he can
devour.
Devour.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice that, you know, when animals, for instance, are in packs, it's very hard for them to be attacked. There's always that one that strays from the pack. There's always that one that gets pulled away or gets isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
He or she becomes a guinea pig. He or she is just prime target. It was all a strategy. It was all a strategy to attack you. It was all a strategy to isolate you. It was all a strategy to come against the light that you did have in God. The enemy wants to come to snuff it out.
Mm-hmm.
And part of, you know, being offended is when we're hearing truth. I mean, these days, this generation, it's like, who wants to hear the truth?
All right.
Like, just tell me what my itching ears want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, correction is like a good thing, right?
That's right.
Because it's showing you where you're off the path.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the goal here is to stay on the what? Straight and right?
Straight and narrow path.
Narrow road.
That's right.
Not to veer off on the wide road,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right.
Destruction. But to stay on God's path. And so if we need to come into an alignment and come into a place where we can stay on that road to ensure what we want to have is relationship with God and just be in right standing with God and you know, to the best of our ability, the grace of God, we're going to need to hear certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not reachable, you're not teachable.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not reachable because everything is an offense, you know, if someone has to build up 20 minutes, mm-hmm. tell you nice things before they get ready to tell you what you need to hear, that's a problem.
That's a clue, right?
That's a clue. If they're tiptoeing around the issue and they're it's because they have been, it's been proven that
mm-hmm.
maybe you can't receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal is to be able to receive it, to be able to make a determination to say, you want to say, listen, I am not going to take offense. I'm just not going to do it.
That's right.
By the grace of God, I'm just not going to take. And you need humility for that because pride. So,
that's what? The root of it.
Thank you.
That's the root of
it. Mm-hmm. Because pride says, who are you to be telling
me that?
That's
right.
I know better.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just be wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Why not just be wrong?
Right.
You know, you want to be right, or do you want to be reconciled? Which one do you want?
Mm.
You want to be right? Yeah, you can be right alone.
Yeah. Kill everybody in the process.
Exactly. Or you want to be reconciled with God.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is so important. We want to be able to get this. We want to get this down on the deep side of us because it's a major strategy that's being waged against us. And unknowingly, many are destroying relationships. Listen, if we have God and each other, the church, we're going to make it. We're going to be okay.
Right.
But if he starts coming against, you know what I'm saying, your arm or your leg or your... You know, your brother, your sister, and it's wedging you against that. You're in for a rough time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, evil people pay back evil for good. You don't want to, you just don't want to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get into that. You want to be in a place where you can just forgive and let go.
That's right.
You know, forgive and let go. Offense. It's a great way to trip you up, to take you away, to isolate you, to get you frustrated and pulled away from the very relationships that God has placed in your life. And it's a tool of the enemy. It is to a man's glory to overlook an offense. It's to a man's glory to overlook an offense and to move and to promote love.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.